It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehach.
And ladies and gentlemen, there continues to be an outstanding response to the American Workers radio broadcasts discussing education in America. Listeners agree that every junior high and high school student must be offered the opportunity to participate in trade programs like plumbing, electrical, heating and air conditioning, mechanics, carpentry, automotive, just to name a few, as well as industrial arts programs like engineering, drafting, clothing design and manufacturing, furniture making, appliances, welding, and dozens of others that reflect lifelong skills that are needed by America's businesses. 25 years ago, junior high and high school students were offered academic courses as well as trade and industrial arts programs during their regular school day. Today, America's young people need to access trade programs that will offer them hands-on experience and future employment possibilities. Now, in the next few years, there will be a critical need to replace skilled workers who will be retiring. If America does not have enough young workers to fill these jobs, it'll be another opportunity for businesses to outsource manufacturing around the world and downsize their domestic operations. Now, we can't allow this to happen, so it's up to America's taxpayers to start contacting their national and local elected officials, as well as their local school boards, to voice their support for trade and industrial arts programs in every school possible. When you contact your local officials, ask them for a written reply and let me know how you make out so that I can share your responses with our supporters. In fact, you can email me at michael@americanworkersradio.com. This is Michael Blehach. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune in to American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to our rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links located on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.